Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you don't end up leaving the country this summer, the world will come to you. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Zimbabwe, Mexico, Serbia, Brazil, Nigeria, Spain, and the Dominican Republic are just a few of the countries sending their artists to New York stages in the next several weeks. At Central Park Summer Stage this Saturday, for example, there will be a world-slash-rock double bill with this Algerian rocker, Rashid Taha, and the L.A.-based Cambodian-inspired band called Dengue Fever.
Support for NPR
Well, you'll just have to take my word for it. But anyway, joining me here in the studio to help decide what to see and what to miss is Rob Weisberg. He's his WNYC producer and also the host of Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise on WFMU. And the whole list of all the different world music events that are available, from Dengue Fever and Rashid Taha to music from Julieta Venegas, is on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. And Rob, there is always world music happening here in New York. What makes this summer any different?
You know, summer is a good time because of the accessibility, for one thing. A lot of stuff, although not everything we're going to talk about in the next couple of minutes, is free. Summer Stage, Celebrate Brooklyn on the larger scale, bringing in touring artists, but also a lot of local festivals. Museum of the Barrio has a festival. The Jewish Museum has a free festival. River to River. So right. It's a good time that way. And there's also money. A lot of the festivals are well-funded, and they can bring big acts.
You were about to say Lincoln Center, but Midsummer Night Swing at Lincoln Center actually, you know, has gone from a swing thing to mm-hmm. something that has a lot of world music as well. Mm-hmm. Rashid Taha, Dengue Fever there this Saturday at Central Park Summer Stage. And both of them marry their, you know, the traditions of other parts of the world, North Africa and Cambodia, respectively, to the sounds of rock music. So are we seeing a kind of a sea change in the world music world?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's an across-the-board sea change, but I think in different ways there have been some interesting trends in recent years. I mean, you can think of a band like Gogo Bordello, which has become kind of a hit with the hipsters, kind of rocking out with Russian music. And yes, Dengue Fever, which is basically rock kids who hooked up with a Cambodian singer, Chom Nimal, who was living in Long Beach. So they're coming sort of from the indie rock side.
Right.
And they played old Cambodian songs. Now they make new songs. But then Rashid Taha is a little bit of a different story because he is of Algerian background and his band is mainly Algerian, but via France. But a little atypical because most of the bands are maybe a little more, you know, work to a different extent. He's really into sort of this rock ethos. He kind of wears a leather jacket on stage. And yeah.
Well, and it actually is not so new. If you think back to somebody like the late Fela Kuti mm-hmm. in Nigeria, who was combining, you know, rock and funk and R&B with West African music as far back as the 60s and 70s. Now, one of his many, many sons is coming to New York this summer.
Right. This is, I guess, his youngest son. You know, Femi Kuti, an older son, has been touring for many years. But Seyun, who is about 25 and will be at Summer Stage on July 6th, he actually inherited Fela's band, the Egypt 80, who actually is kind of a curious thing because all those guys are about 40 years old. You know, they're 60, 65, and he's 25. But he also sort of carries on Fela's style, very sort of sexual on stage and also very political in his lyrics. The song we're hearing is attacking the Nigerian government for their oil policy.
For the corruption within Nigeria's very important oil industry. The song is called Not Oil by Seyun Kuti. We'll be right back. Seyon Kuti, the youngest of Fela Kuti's many sons, used to open for his dad when he was 9. Now he's leading his late father's band. And like Fela Kuti, lots of long instrumental things. And then he hits you with the really political lyrics.
We hit that song in the intro. But the style of the band is very, I would say that even more than Femi, very direct, the exact same stylization that Fela did, whereas Femi will do a more kind of a hybrid. Sometimes he does that, but it's more of a broader kind of world music sound.
We're speaking to Rob Weisberg, WNYC producer and the host of Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise on WFMU, about some of the world music events you can see, many of them for free, here in New York this summer. Goran Bregovic is a really interesting guy from the former Yugoslavia who is doing the Lincoln Center Festival July 8th and 9th at Avery Fisher Hall, mainly because 2 years ago, when no one had ever heard of him, he came to the Lincoln Center Festival and people were knocked out. And then there's Boban Markovic and his Orkestar doing the aforementioned Midsummer Night Swing later this month on July 16th. What's, you know, I mean, besides the fact that they're both reflecting this Balkan thing, or is this heralding a new breed of Balkan world music?
Interestingly, you know, Balkan music has taken off both in Europe. There's a huge scene in Germany. And here in New York, there's a big scene that you've delved into on the show from time to time. It's interesting, though, because Bregovic and Markovic, you know, come at it two different ways themselves. Even though Goran Bregovic is also from Eastern Europe, he's sort of, you know, middle class. He's not Romani or Gypsy.
Right. In fact, he was a well-known guitarist.
Huge rock star in Yugoslavia. And then he kind of gave it up when the fighting was happening. He moved to Paris, although he lives in both places now. In fact, he recently had a weird accident in Belgrade at his house where he fell out of a cherry tree. It was sort of a scare for the tour, but he's okay and it's happening. So he gets at it from an area of interest. He likes it because it's the brass band music, because it's loud and brash. Markovic, that's the music he grew up with. And the song we're actually hearing is a song, Messicina, that the Markovic band played in Goran Bregovic's sort of emblematic soundtrack, and that both bands and kind of every gypsy band did. It was a soundtrack to Underground, the film.
To the film Underground. Let's hear a little bit. Hear them.
Još jednom.
Boban Markovic and his orchestra performing on the Underground soundtrack, a soundtrack that was put together by Goran Bregovic. The two of them playing separately and probably together this month here in New York. Goran Bregovic, July 8th and 9th at Avery Fisher Hall. Boban Markovic at Midsummer Night Swing on July 16th. Rob, I think we have time to cover one more, and that would have to be Honest John's Review, which is a much ballyhooed thing coming to the Lincoln Center Festival on July 12th. Give us the thumbnail sketch of what this is.
Well, it operates on many levels. Damon Albarn from the band Blur helped launch a record label in association with this very cool record store in London called Honest John's, which is maybe, if you know other music in New York, it's one of those stores that really knows its stuff, maybe a little more committed to jazz and African music and stuff like that, roots music than other music, but it's a real smart record store, the kind of place that can sort of survive when all the records go away.
So this is the guy who fronted Blur and Gorillaz, now he's bringing all this music to New York, the African stuff.
Yep, they did a record, which was mainly from his trip to Mali. He did a trip to Mali and under the auspices of Oxfam. This is the first live manifestation.
All right, that'll be Summer Stage.
Actually,
Avery Fisher. Mm-hmm. Avery Fisher Hall on July 12th. Rob Weisberg, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you
very much. The full list of summer events, world music events, on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. And that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, a British journalist sets out on a quest to learn how to write a hit song and record it within a year. We'll hear about his journey, which included songwriting lessons with Keith Richards and Ray Davies of the Kinks. And we'll have a performance from the Mountain Goats, specifically the band's lead singer and guitarist, John Darnielle. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Emma Jacobs, Wayne Schulmeister, and Jason Isaac. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.